Hi, this is Shauna Gray, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2026 Medicare plans and what's new this year?
I want to check on the Hep B allowance card.
I can help you out with that, ma'am. All right, I can look into that for you. Can you please confirm your current zip code?
29720.
29720, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for that. All right, now before I do begin, Medicare does require that I do let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which does offer 30 products. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-Medicare, or your Medicare State Health Insurance Program for all your options. The phone number I see here, 803-347-7958. Is that the best number to reach back out to you in case?
342-7958.
Thank you so much for that. All right. Now, Medicare does require that I do ask, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or maybe social worker help you?
No, ma'am. I make my own decisions.
All right. Also, Medicare requires I ask as well, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you, or do you live in your own residence?
I live in my own residence.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And also, since I'm going to review medication card costs, do you have your medications there with you in the home if you are taking any prescribed medicines?
Yes, ma'am. I do that medicine.
Okay, and do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today? It will say
yes,
Medicare
ma'am.
Health Insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I will need your Medicare ID number, please.
Okay, 6, N is in Nancy, C is in Cat, 2, H is in Henry, E is in Ed, 3, Y is in U, W is in Lee, 1-7.
All right, I'm going to read this back to you. Let me know if I got it right. So that's 6, N like Nancy, 6, C like Charlie, 2, H like Harry, E like Edward, 3, Y like Yellow, W like Walter, 1-7. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for that. I'm going to go ahead and pull up your information. And if you can, please have a pen and paper with you. That way you can jot down any information I do come across. And also, I would like to provide you with my direct best contact number, just in case, okay? Let me know if you have a pen and paper, okay?
Okay.
Your name is Lynn Horton?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. And your birthday is 4/13/55?
Yes, ma'am.
Address 907 8th Street, Lancaster, South Carolina, 29720, Lancaster County?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for that. And I see you've started your Part A and B, 7/1/2002, D11/2006. Just a moment. Now I see you're with United Healthcare Complete Care, South Carolina, PPO, C-SNP. Now the medicines that you do take, are any of them for chronic illness, say like diabetes or any heart conditions or kidney issues?
Heart condition, and I have COPD, asthma, and stage 3 kidney disease.
Okay, COPD, asthma, stage 3 kidney disease. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just a moment.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Lynn, I also see that you have Medicaid, which is good for your health and helpful for your coverage. Okay. And you're looking for additional allowance, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything specific about specifically concerning your health coverage that you feel like you may need extras on? Okay. Just give me a moment here. You and my mom's birthdays are a few days apart. Same here. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Complete Aries. Yep. Alright, just one moment.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take a look. But before I do have to make sure all your needs are met. I know everyone could use some extra funds back in their pocket, but I also want to make sure all your needs are being covered. Also, I just want to confirm that your primary doctor, is that Joseph Pierce?
No, ma'am. It's Cassandra Calloway.
Cassandra Calloway, gotcha. Do you see Joseph Pierce, or did you see Joseph
ma'am.
Pierce? Did you want me to?
I did see him a few times.
Okay, so you're no longer seeing this doctor.
No.
All right, did you want me to take him off the list for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you said it's Cassandra Calloway as your primary. And do you see the cardiovascular doctor, Abdel Salam?
Yes, ma'am. No, I don't see him either. I see Vishal.
Shaw? V. Shaw, gotcha.
Yes,
and do you see another doctor by the name of Deepak Shah?
No,
Sudhika
Shaw.
Yeah, Vipul Kumar Shah. Okay, so I'll take Deepak Shah off of that list for you. Grant Michelle. I'm a Michelle Grant, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, and endocrinologist. Cambiliam Pati, Sudhakar, okay, and Maria Lou.
Yes, ma'am.
And Muslim community physicians, Muse community physicians, that's how it's showing for me. And Aran O'Malley is
yes,
another
ma'am.
Doctor. You're also seeing the doctor. Okay, thank you for that. One second. All right. So, as far as doctor's visits, how often do you go? Every 6 months, every 3 months, or once a year?
Probably about every 6 months.
Every 6 months. And as far as the transportation, do you get yourself around or do you feel you need to get...
My son takes me.
Okay. All right. And as far as ER visits, have you been to the emergency room within the last 6 months to a year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you okay?
No, I have lymphedema swelling in my legs.
Swelling in your legs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I can get fluid on me now. I got it right now. I'm going to the doctor today.
Okay.
I think I got pneumonia. I think it's in my lungs.
Oh, no. Get there. Get yourself there quickly.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Also, as far as dental work, do you have any dental work you have to get done, or do you feel you need any that needs to be done, or
I need dentures.
Okay. And as far as vision, do you wear glasses, or you just get your eyes checked?
I just wear reading glasses.
Just wear readers. And as far as hearing, you seem to have good hearing, but do
yes,
you feel
ma'am.
You... Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I do have to hear.
Okay, beautiful. All right. And I'll take a look at all any allowance as well as your coverage goes. All right. Now, before I could discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires that I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Now, talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. Now, with your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Horton?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay, so let me take a look. And I'm just also going to confirm your Medicaid level, because I know you do have Medicaid. Just a moment.
Okay.
Just bear with me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, one second. Bear with me.
Okay.
Now, are there any other doctors that you're seeing that's not on the list that I mentioned?
Yeah, I didn't hear you mention Tammy Fox.
Fox?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the first name?
Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y.
Tammy Fox? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
With a Y or I-E?
Yeah. Y.
Okay. And they work in the same city you live?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
She's my kidney doctor.
She's a nephrologist or a nurse practitioner?
Ma'am. I think she's a nurse practitioner.
Yeah, it came up as such. Why is it not budging? It shows here. Oh, yeah, she's on the list. What am I doing?
Okay.
Okay. All right. She's there. Oh my goodness.
And the sound is.
Okay, so let's see here. So the doctor's there. Just got to check your Medicaid level. Okay, one second. Thank you. Okay. All right. So let's see here. I'm just going to see where you're at on your Medicaid level because that does help. All right. Okay. Yeah, because I know you. But you also have a plan that does tailor to the fact that you do have a chronic illness. But I just want to check your Medicaid level. Okay. That's crazy. All right, so South Carolina, you are at so. Okay, and I'm going to check quickly what you get currently. Do you get anything at all right now?
I was getting $50-something, but I think they're raising it up next month.
They're raising it up?
Either 90 or 100.
That sounds good. I've heard of them raise it up, but never was quite sure.
Yeah, they raised it way down this month. Some guy done it.
Mm-hmm. Did you receive a letter about your level of your Medicaid or any changes?
I received a letter that said I was supposed to be on Medicaid, but I called them, and what it was they going to still pay for the $202.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pay that, but I won't have Medicaid.
Yeah, because it shows that. That's why I asked. Okay, but I still see your Medicaid number, so nonetheless, let them cover what they said they will cover, and you deal with the rest of it after. Yeah, okay. We're going to stick with chronic. Let's see here. You have United. Let's see what the other United's provided. Okay. There's more than one plan with United. Okay, so at least the others are PPOs. That's beautiful. Comparison. Yours is the... Okay. And you said you're going to the ER today or no?
I'm going to my doctor.
Your doctor, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I see another plan with United that does give a higher allowance coverage for dental. Of course, Gerardo's copay for your exams, of course, and cleaning. This one does give $94 a month. So you're referring to another United plan for next month. I didn't know that before. And just a second. Yeah, it's the same one I see here that's available. Let me just confirm.
Okay.
Yeah, they are going to give you $94 each month. And of course, you're going to get more coverage with the dental. I'm just going to check to see if there's anything that does even get more than that. So just give me a second here. This Humana plan gives one, I guess, a dollar more.
They don't see my doctor's though.
Let me check, because I did not check that. Sometimes we do have, they do cross over and take other health providers. So let me see. They only see some. Okay, I am definitely going to check one other last step. If you had the Medicaid, that would have been pretty much more helpful. Yeah, wish you had the Medicaid. Excuse me. Aetna takes all your doctors except for a little. I'm just seeing if there's anything else that's more comparable or that gives more coverage. Yeah, if you had the Medicaid with this, yeah, you would have got more coverage throughout your plan and also more allowance. I would suggest actually following up and reapplying for Medicaid if you can.
Okay.
Because it does give you more coverage as far as different parts of your health plan. And also it gives you more allowance, food allowance.
Yeah. So,
and I think that would be beneficial to you. Because you have a chronic plan and you do have some chronic illnesses. Are you undergoing any treatments right now?
No, ma'am.
Just the medicines you're taking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would consider, of course, stay with the plan that you're going to go into. All right, if you should find that you are reapplying for Medicaid and you are approved, you could call back and we could help you get a different coverage with United, okay? All right. I don't want to take you out of something that you're going to get that's going to be good.
Okay.
All right. You have a good day and be well, please. Take care of yourself. Get to the doctor.
How's
you doing? You're more than welcome. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.